in the morning.
Welcome to this breakfast, 91.3 FM. So last night, you know, we were also informed about the news that Saudi, the ministry at least, you know, in light of the coronavirus COVID-19 has spread more than into 180 countries around the world, and that the deaths related to COVID-19 have reached almost 500,000 and over 7 million cases have been confirmed globally. And that was a statement by the Saudi Ministry of Hajj and Umrah. And yeah, so as we went along during the article, you will also find that you know, they've now opened it up to local people in the kingdom, at least, even those, you know, who are sort of expats, if you want to call it that. To give us a little bit more detail, Shaheen Esop, assalamu alaikum, and shukran so much for joining us. You know, just sort of for the next couple of minutes or so, just what exactly does this statement mean?
Jazakallah khairan once again, Ghulam. Salaamu alaikum to the listeners of the VOC. Well, I think this is something that has been anticipated, you know, not only from our side, but worldwide, as a result of no news coming out of the kingdom, after repeated questioning of the Hajj ministry. So we can certainly see that COVID-19 is playing a very significant role in the curtailment or in the curbing of the Hajj process. What this means is that the Hajj ministry has indicated they will still go ahead with Hajj, but it will only be with people from within the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and that will be limited numbers as well. So it will not be an open-ended Hajj per se. And the reasoning behind this, as the statement indicates, is so that they can ensure the safety and they can ensure that, you know, the correct measures, health measures, are put into place for social distancing and various other aspects relating to it, inshallah.
Yeah. Now, while we anticipated this move, you know, in fact, when you and I spoke a couple of, you know, weeks ago, we kind of alluded to this a bit, but there wasn't anything that was confirmed. Are we seeing this as an historical move, you know, to still keep in line with the faraid of Hajj?
Absolutely. In the modern time that we find ourselves in, yes, there certainly has been, a significant move by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, so that, the faraid of Hajj is not negated in this particular way. So, alhamdulillah, from that perspective, as you know, hurtful as it is, or as difficult as it may be, we certainly, applaud the process by which they're going to, continue their their process for Hajj, inshallah.
Inshallah. Then also, Shaheen, you know, has there been any indication as to when international travel will be allowed? I know that, you know, Hajj has been cancelled for South Africa this year, but, you know, how things have changed, you know, was there perhaps any indication with regards to that?
No, not at all. As you saw on the weekend's press from within Saudi Arabia, they've started lifting COVID restrictions in most of the parts of the country. But the one thing that they did not lift is international travel. Their borders are still closed, and they've indicated that this will be, closed for a period until, they decide when it is safe enough to open. Mm. So, likewise with South Africa. South Africa's borders are closed, and we've got no indication when international travel or commercial international travel will take place from our side.
And then also, Shaheen, I'm sure a lot of people are going to tell me, why didn't you ask Shaheen this question? How are the relations going between the operators and the accredited Hujjaj been thus far? Have you received any feedback from them?
Well, by and large, I think things are going quite well. There's obviously going to be individuals that feel aggrieved with the process, or that feel aggrieved with, certain individual structures towards them. We again say that, people need to be a little bit patient. Now that the official news is out from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, we know that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia will do everything in their power to make sure that building owners or hoteliers in the kingdom repatriate the appropriate funds back to the countries, where deposits were made in that particular regard. Airline companies have no choice now. I would imagine we're speaking on speculation right now, but they would have no choice now but to start repatriating funds or otherwise give vouchers, for extended periods of travel to Hujjaj that are affected by this. So our announcement that was made a week ago is as a result of the first flights that were due to depart yesterday. Had we not made that announcement and waited for the Saudis, we would have found ourselves at a loss for those Hujjaj who were supposed to fly yesterday that didn't fly and, you know, results in a no-show. So there's a whole lot of, you know, repercussions, or shall I say, matters down the line that needs to be considered when a pilgrim is not privy to all of that information. Have the conversation with your Hajj operator, and if you're not satisfied with what the consultant is telling you, get someone more senior in the Hajj operating company to explain it to you in more detail. But notwithstanding any of that, if you find that the Hajj operator is leading you down the garden path, or so you believe, then that is when you write to Sauk and you provide Sauk with all the necessary interactions, and Sauk will then also take up the fight for you. Remember, at the end of the day, we are in the oversight situation. We can only do an oversight. But if we don't know what the underlying problems are, we're not going to be able to tackle them head on.
Right, and that's where we're going to have to leave it. Shaheen Esop of Sauk, as always, lovely chatting to you, and all of the very best, inshallah. Shukran and assalamu alaikum.
Jazakallah once again, Ghulam. All the very best to you and to the team over there. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. The president of Sauk, of course, sharing his comment with regards to the statement that was released last.